This is Dr. Masood Shah. I'm dictating patient's name is Susan Thompson, THOMPSON, Susan, SUSAN, Elaine, ELAYNE. Date of birth is 7/30/1956. Date of service is 9/19/2022. Miss Thompson is a very pleasant 66-year-old female with history of atrial fibrillation, not on anticoagulation, history of coronary artery disease, status post stent placement, history of congestive heart failure with an EF of 49%, history of type 2 diabetes mellitus, history of chronic kidney disease, was admitted to the hospital for evaluation of a foot ulcer. She was evaluated by podiatry. There was debridement done by the emergency room as well as subsequent podiatry, was subsequently planned for OR. She was found to be COVID positive. Subsequently in the hospital, she went into white complex tachycardia that was associated with chest pain and hypotension. She was started on amiodarone and heparin infusion. There was concern for septic shock. She was evaluated by cardiology, continued on amiodarone, continued on anticoagulation, subsequently underwent surgery and had right transmetatarsal amputation. She was started on antibiotic therapy. Her culture did grow Strep agalactia and Strep viridans. She was initially on vancomycin, cefepime, and clindamycin, but subsequently transitioned to cefepime and flagyl for infectious disease. Patient was subsequently doing better. She was discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, she denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for coronary artery disease, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next congestive heart failure, next chronic kidney disease, next type 2 diabetes mellitus, next degenerative joint disease. Past surgical history has been significant for transmetatarsal amputation. History of cardiac catheterization, status post stent placement, appendectomy, tonsillectomy, cesarean section, oophorectomy, arthroscopic meniscectomy, cataract surgery, hysterectomy, eye surgery, cholecystectomy, and breast surgery. Social history, smoking, none. Alcohol occasionally. Allergies to latex, liraglutide, metformin, neomycin, bacitracin, polymyxin, phenylephrine, guanfacine, and promethazine, as well as adhesive tape. If your system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, she does have history of coronary artery disease, history of congestive heart failure, and history of stent placement. Respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration, no history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary, no complaints. Neurological, she denies any history of TIE or CVA, denies any focal weakness in the arms or legs. Musculoskeletal, she does complaints of arthritis, history of foot ulcers, status post amputation. All of the systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR, HENT examination was normal. Pupils were equal, round, and reactive to light. External ocular movements were intact. Neck was supple, no JVD, no cardiomyopathy, no carotid bruit, no thyromegaly. Heart FNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation, no wells, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. All sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Right foot with dressing and boot in place. Impression, number one, diabetic foot ulcer, status post amputation. Next, osteomyelitis / tenosynovitis. Next, coronary artery disease. Next, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Next, congestive heart failure. Next, COVID-19. Positive, next chronic kidney disease, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next type 2 diabetes mellitus, next DJD. Treatment plan, patients admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility will continue current medications, will monitor her sugars, will check weekly labs, which will be faxed to the infectious disease specialist, consult physical and occupational therapy, continue other medications, will monitor her progress, will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. This patient is next patient is Josephine Bricker, B-R-I-C-K-E-R, Josephine, J-O-S-E-P-H-I-N-E. Date of birth is 8/4/1939. Date of service is 9/19/2022. Ms. Bricker is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She continues to complain of abdominal discomfort, also complain of nausea, occasional emesis. She also had occasional diarrhea. She denies any complaints of any sharp abdominal pain, but feels discomfort much worse in the evening. She denies any complaints of any fever or chills, denies any other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, abdominal discomfort. The examination has been unremarkable. We'll get an ultrasound of the abdomen. Impression, number one, abdominal discomfort. Next. History of fall, next history of right trimalleolar fracture, status post-surgery, next hypertension, next type 2 diabetes mellitus, next peripheral neuropathy, next hepatic steatosis, next chronic kidney disease, next hypothyroidism, next hyperlipidemia, next DJD. Treatment plan, discuss the patient about her symptoms. We'll get an ultrasound of the abdomen. We'll continue on the omeprazole twice a day, continue on the probiotic. We'll monitor her progress, continue other medications. We'll discuss with patient and explain to her in detail. We'll follow up on her progress. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. End of dictation.